Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
No way is this enough. But it's a pattern. And it's the wrong pattern. And electorally, the Hennepin County attorney, Mary Moriarty, is going to be in deep trouble next year. Deep trouble, including and in particular from her own party. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, Adam, which is walking out. Adam's going to rejoin us at the bottom of the hour for Ask. You're probably familiar by now. None of this was defendable. And it's not like I have bent over backwards praising Elon. By the way, his ability for these companies of Tesla and SpaceX and Starlink, spectacular. Deserves praise. Great innovations. The globe is better because of it. That doesn't mean, though, you can't criticize him for other parts of his business life. The personal life, like the Wall Street Journal had the story last week, Dave, lengthy story about, you know, how he's trying to add kid after kid after kid. Doesn't do a lot for me as long as people are treated fairly. And there's some contention whether some of the women believe Elon is treating them fairly. But in response to Doge and some of his other comments, you know, Elon has become repugnant in many ways on Twitter, including using the R word. And I've talked about this before, and there's been more stories about it lately. Joe Rogan keeps bragging about how he's brought the R word back to society. It's a grotesque word. And if you, by the way, send any allusion to it here, you're going to get blocked by me. So, and by the way, that counts libtard too. Okay. So you send that here. I find it. I'm blocking you. It's disgusting. Rip, criticize, pointed, funny, humorous, brutal, but a version of the R word is grotesque and just not tolerated here. Period. End of discussion. So, and even with his use of that and his constant lies on X, by no means in any way should individuals who own a Tesla, maybe they bought it since Elon joined the Trump campaign, maybe they joined it since Elon joined the administration, maybe they joined before. There is zero excuse for damaging a Tesla vehicle. None. Tim Walz, we ripped him here on this one when he said, you know, part of what gives me joy is I go to my phone and I see the Tesla stock going down. Oh, yeah, that's good. That's good for who knows how many people have Tesla stock or the pension fund here. That's great. And then when he, let's just be honest, he lied. It was a joke. It's one of the weakest ones that people go with, Dave. Joke, joke, joke. No, it wasn't. He went too far in front of a cheering crowd, which, to the surprise of no one, wasn't in Minnesota. So, Minneapolis Police Department does great work. They find this individual, Dylan Brian Adams, who lives in Minneapolis, who didn't damage one Tesla, he didn't damage two Teslas, didn't damage three Teslas, didn't damage four Teslas, didn't damage five Teslas, he damaged six Teslas. Sometimes he's taking the dog after the walk. I think the dog wanted to be a part of this, Dave. I think the dog's like, hey, jackass owner, what are we doing here?
I probably thought it was something fun and new, at least.
Yeah. Maybe are you suggesting the dog's complicit?
Maybe it was the dog's idea.
One of the cars was damaged to the level of over $10,000. And because of the cameras that the vehicles have and the cameras MPD has.
A lot of cameras.
Daniel, Brian Adams, arrested. Good. Bravo. Anybody who damages any vehicle should be arrested and face some level of charges. Do I think somebody who damages one car should get the death penalty? Probably not. Probably not the death penalty. Somewhere a little less than that.
Okay.
But when you damage six for over $20,000, and you're doing this clearly as a part of a political campaign, you need to face significant punishment. With me, Dave? Does that make sense?
It does.
But no, not with Mary Moriarty. Here's what the Hennepin County attorney said. Our main priorities are to secure restitution for the victims and hold Mr. Adams accountable. Okay, this is a spokesman for Mary. Okay, as a result, we will file for pre-charge diversion to help facilitate both those goals. This approach is taken in many property cases and helps to ensure the individual keeps their job and can pay restitution, as well as reduce the likelihood of repeat offenses. Criminal prosecution remains a possibility should unlawful behavior continue. It's both, boys and girls. It is both. This isn't difficult. Pay every penny, and to me, if you even pay more, back to the individuals who you damaged in some sort of, even if it's $1,000 worth of damage, do you want to have $1,000 worth of damage on your car?
I don't, and I don't want to go through the trouble of fixing that $1,000 worth of damage either.
What a hassle that is, let alone $10,000. Okay? So, restitution, garner wages, insurance, whatever it might be, and also file charges. One does not eliminate the other. I'm not calling for the firing squad outside WCCO. But charges should be filed. Why is this even a debate with Moriarty? And I get what you campaign on. We're going to take a different approach. We think it's more than just sentencing people to time behind bars. We're going to look differently. But man, oh man, it's case after case after case where I'm left shaking my head. And this is another one. You are joining a bullying campaign. That's what it was. I'm going to go after you. I have no idea where you stand politically. And even if they're the biggest must supporters of all, who cares? You don't damage their car. You want to have a healthy disagreement with them? Fine. By the way, there are plenty of friends of mine who own a Tesla, who are not exactly Elon Musk political supporters. There's one on this radio station named Jordana Green. Jordana's got a Tesla, right? I don't think she's hid from that. There are plenty of my lefty friends who have Teslas and haven't exchanged them because of Elon. But this, to me, is a pattern of lack of accountability and not strong enough on crime when it's obvious in this case. Again, I'm not talking Stillwater, but how about you're in the workhouse? How about you go to your job, and then you spend, two, three, 4 weeks in the Plymouth workhouse? Some sort of punishment needs to happen to me, Dave, outside of I'm just going to write a check, or my insurance company is going to write a check, or you're going to garnish my wages. To some level. That is not enough to me. Is it enough to you?
No. No, it's not. I'm trying to think of a way around it, and I don't think it is. There should be some sort of punishment more than that. As you said, a few weeks doing some stuff at the workhouse, that would be great. But if you're Mary Moriarty, and I get this isn't the same as violent crime, this isn't the same as murder or mugging somebody or, carjacking.
Well below.
She can point to statistics in Minneapolis right now that say crime is down, specifically violent crime being down.
Yeah, because MPD.
Can she say, well, you can say that. She could also say perhaps what I'm doing is working.
Okay, let's pause on that because that's an interesting one. Because if the more violent crime numbers were up, she clearly would draw criticism.
Mm-hmm.
Let's also talk about Brian O'Hara and his decisive disagreement with Mary Moriarty.
I didn't read it that way.
And Mr. O'Hara, we tried to reach out to your staff. We would love to have you on and elaborate on what you said and other matters. Somebody's going to be rather outspoken in this is Chris Maddle. Man has been on the show a number of times before. Just went to court representing Liz Collin and Alpha News against Officer Blackwell in a defamation suit. Wasn't exactly complimentary of Brian O'Hara in that matter also. Said he was playing fast and loose with the facts in Maddle's opinion.
Mm-hmm.
This one, he's going to agree with Brian O'Hara, who's disagreeing with Mary Moriarty. So we're talking about this multiple times because it matters to me. And no, it's not a murder. No, it's not a carjacking. But it is accountability when you're joining this really cute club, which never was cute in any way. There's all sorts of ways to disagree with Elon Musk. Damaging individuals' cars is not one of them that should be tolerated. And you deserve more than just having to pay people back, in my view. What do you want to say? Call or text 651-461-9226. Today, Dave Harrigan, I'm leaving promptly because my boy Quentin and I, we're going to have dueling, matching, concurrent sessions at Stretch Lab. StretchLab.com. Since 2019, I've been going to Stretch Lab, and so is Q. My son, Dirk 1A, autism, some significant physical issues. Once had double leg surgery where he didn't walk for 6 months. Version of scoliosis. They work with him. They will work with the 19-year-old athlete who's a long-distance runner who's in great shape. They'll work with a 59-year-old who's trying to play decent golf still and kind of hit and miss. I want to hit that 7-iron the distance I normally hit that 7-iron. You want to get out of bed and not feel pain. You want to go for your walks around a lake or on your neighborhood and feel good. StretchLab.com will get that done. 11 locations. They work with all ages, trained specialists. You don't just roll in one day and start. No. You go through extensive training. I believe it 100%. Half off your first visit, StretchLab.com. Here was the anger and frustration come from Brian O'Hara when, in my view, Mary Moriarty made the wrong decision. Just trying to get the money back for the folks with the car. No punishment so far for the individual who did this, Dylan Brian Adams. The chief of police of Minneapolis said this. The Minneapolis Police Department did its job. It identified, investigated a crime trend, identified and arrested a suspect, and presented a case file to the Hennepin County Attorney's Office for consideration of charges. This case impacted at least six victims and totaled over $20,000 in damages. Any frustration related to the charging decisions of the Hennepin County Attorney should be directed solely at her office. Our investigators are always frustrated when cases they poured their hearts into are declined. In my experience, the victim of this case often feels the same. He's 100% right. 100% right. Can she take credit for the drop in crime? She'd get blamed the other way, right?
Absolutely.
Guaranteed. And when we had the recidivism with the same kids and a lot of those charges were light, we offer the criticism. She's been on this show many times before. She would say, well, there's only so much in my purview. And I get that in many cases. Not in this case. Her purview wasn't limited to only getting the money back. She chose to do it. And she continues to make the decisions. So in my view, is she a net positive or net negative compared to others who could have that job as Hennepin County Attorney regarding safety and punishment and rehabilitation in that job? I think she's a negative. And she is going to have multiple Democrats running against her. And I still think Ellison is a serious contender to run for that job. And some might say, great, another Democrat. There are a lot of Democrats who are not fans of her. And the main reason why they're not fans of her is they think she's been too light on crime. So for the most passionate of our Republican listeners, they want a Republican. I hope a Republican runs for that office who has a chance to win that office. Hennepin County leans strongly to the left, so it would be an upset. But I hope, and if she wants to run, obviously she's going to run. Doesn't need my okay. I have no idea. Do you have any inkling to think? I mean, she's like a lot of people in those positions. I think she's confident in what she's doing.
You have to be to make that decision.
I think anybody, whatever decision. She's been around the legal business on both sides. I don't know enough to honestly say. I'm just guessing. I'd say she's going to run. But I think we will know the names of multiple Democrats who are going to run against her. And she still has a group who believes in her. So if it gets divided too much, could she still win? Yeah. But I just know too many Democrats who are very visible who are not happy with her at all. And it's not like they're dying to vote for Donald Trump in the next election. And by the way, it's a given that almost all the Republicans look at this and don't agree. You know, so let's, yeah. Should we get to a bunch of texts here?
Let's do that.
We have quite a few. We got to Ask Adam Anything coming up in just a little bit. Let's go to him. Will Ellison intervene? I don't know about that one. You know, and when an attorney general can step in. Obviously, you've had the governor have the attorney general step in on taking over cases. But the attorney general's office stepping in on this one?
I don't think so.
Don't think so. Dropping in crime in Minneapolis needs to be attributed to the U.S. attorney who filed RICO charge against gang members. Nothing to do with the county attorney. To say it's nothing to do with the county attorney is wrong.
We don't know. That's the bottom line. We don't know how much of an impact her office has had, the U.S. attorney's office has had.
Well, I'm not going to go that far. I think you can look at data. I think you can look at Freeman's approach, and then you can try to, on your own, determine how much credit you want to give, right? To me, if I'm divvying up, it's the approach that Brian O'Hara has taken. And Andy Luger was very good. This interim U.S. attorney has stepped in. So to eliminate her playing any part, I'm not going to do that. But, I mean, if I went through the cases, I could give you case after case after case after case where I'm shaking my head how light she's been. Too many. Happens too often. The left seems to be the party of chaos and violence. Violence seems to be means to an end. Defending violent gang members, the BLM riots, pro-Hamas protests, targeting Republicans at town halls, burning and shooting Teslas, along with Musk and his children, idolizing Luigi. See, here's what I get bored with completely on the saying the left or the right, okay? And the Republicans are way better at saying the left than Democrats are the right. Because there are plenty of friends of mine who vote more for Democrats who don't agree with one of those things that this texter just said about the left. Are there too many on the left who support those causes, and I don't support a single one of them? Yeah. There's also people on the far right who are white supremacists, who are defending January 6th, who bully people and mock people. So the extremes in this country, to me, do nothing for me. Zero. But Republicans are way better at labeling the left than Democrats are.
Particularly in a happy Easter message.
Yeah.
Oh, this jerks and idiots on both sides. It's a wide swath. We know that.
Yeah. The state employee part, and then we're going to pause and get to Adam. If Walls hired this guy, personally knew this guy, stood up for this guy, I'd make that part a bigger part of the story. But how many state employees do we have? And when was this person hired? Right?
Yeah.
It'd be like if there's somebody within the Trump administration. Well, it wouldn't even be in the administration, because just the normal apparatus of our government. And now Trump is president, and this person does this. Now, it's pretty clear. If you're doing this, the chances are very, very strong. You're a Democrat, and this was your message to Tesla owners, although we've been surprised before. But I got to see more of a link. I will rip again Walz's insulting comment towards individuals who care about Tesla with stock, and then just his lie when he said it was a joke. But tying this directly to Walz, if I see proof, I'll absolutely do it. I'll get to more of your texts as we're getting back to the story later with Chris Mavel. And a lot of them come in. I appreciate that. But let's pivot now to Ask Adam Anything. Let's have some fun. Come up with some bizarre, peculiar, funny, unique, different questions for Adam Robert Carter. Text or call right now, 651-461-9226.